Stag, this is irritating on Donald Tyler. Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D. Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. T as in Thomas, T-Y-L-E-R. Tyler. Date of birth, 4/25/61. Date of visit, 12/24/25. Please make copy for Sanford Kinney, D-O. Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Kinney, K-I-N-N-E. Kinney, D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is chronic cough and history of COPD. Next paragraph is for the tellers. This is a 64-year-old male with a history of multiple medical problems, including history of recurrent bronchitis and history for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, has chronic back pain, and has been experiencing some shortness of breath with activity. He has been on chemotherapy for CLL, and apparently received Venclexa. Brukinsa. I'm sorry, not Brukinsa. Yeah, Brukinsa, B-R-U-K-I-N-Z-A. The patient has had persistent bronchitis for the past 2 months and had taken 3 different courses of antibiotics, including doxycycline, augmentin, and Lavoquin. He did go for a chest X-ray and a chest CT, which was done on 12/3/25, and it showed bronchial wall thickening and few pulmonary nodules up to 8 millimeters in the right lower lobe and a calcified granuloma. No evidence of pleural effusion. There was calcification of the coronary arteries. There was endobronchial debris in the lung bases. Period. The patient has been on IVIG infusions for low immunoglobulins. Also has been on a Breztri inhaler with no significant benefit. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of chronic lymphoid leukemia, history of allergic rhinitis and chronic bronchitis, and history of hypertension. He had a CABG times 3 in 09, and knee surgery in 2015, shoulder repair in 1979. He has coronary artery stenting times 5. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine and macro codeine and macrodantin. I'm sorry, not macrodantin. codeine and narcotic drugs. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked. One pack per day for up to 35 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next, family history. Father died of renal failure. Mother has history of CHF. Next, system reviews. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. I'm sorry. Has fatigue and some weight loss. He has cataracts. Denies any vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency in nighttime awakening. He has wheezing and coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, but has diarrhea and constipation. He has no chest pain, but has calf muscle pains, no jaw pain, and no palpitations. He has leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has easy bruising and enlarged glands. He has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and no blackouts. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Xanax 2 milligrams BID, Lansoprazole 30 milligrams, 2 tabs daily, Allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, Albuterol 2 puffs PRN, Aripiprazole 2 milligrams TID, Synthroid 137 micrograms daily, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Ranolazine 500 milligrams, 2 tablets daily, Ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, Prednisone 10 milligrams TID for 7 days, Breastry Inhaler, 2 puffs TID, I'm sorry, 2 puffs BID. Ezetimibe 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely about elderly, I'm sorry, not elderly, middle-aged white male who's alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 68, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 99. HE and D norms for allergic people, so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds for the basis. No wheezes or crackles. Heart rhythms are irregular, smaller than S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions. There's mild edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the one plasma now grows molded up, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic bronchitis and reactive airways disease. Number two is chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Number three is hypertension. Number four is chronic back pain. Number five, history of gout. And number six, coronary artery disease. Status post CABG. And stents. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBCIG level eosinophil count. He will continue with the Breztri inhaler. 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And a follow-up is it be arranged here. Advice come in for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks or early if necessary. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Sanford Kinney. K-I-N-N-E, Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, D-O, Sanford Kinney, D-O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.